the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Well, grace to you and peace from God, who creates us from the good stuff. Grace to you and peace from Jesus, who redeems us from the bad stuff. And grace to you and peace from the Holy Spirit, who accompanies us, challenging us and comforting us all along the way through all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. Amen. Today on this Christ the King Sunday, we have an interesting picture from the Gospel of John. Jesus is not crowned in our readings with glory and gold, as much of our art and our music would have us believe. Those are important images too, those ones where Jesus is clearly just covered with gold and lavish with crowns and jewels. That's not our picture today. Today Jesus is standing before Pontius Pilate, and he's doing so as a prisoner. You might imagine he's got some handcuffs on him, and he's standing there, and that's our text for Christ the King Sunday. Why would we focus on this picture on such a regal Sunday, on such a celebratory day? Jesus is about to be sentenced to death, you'll remember. And that's our reading for Christ the King. Other years when we have Christ the King Sunday, some other readings that are selected for this day are actually the story of Jesus up on the cross on Christ the King Sunday. That's a little strange. A little depressing even, don't you think? Especially in this festive holiday time. But sometimes we need to be confronted with the starkest of contrasts in order to hear and understand the truth of Jesus' way. Sometimes we need to see Jesus face to face with the world, with the powers of this world. The Roman Empire was the most powerful nation on earth. It was the greatest country in the world. It was the mightiest. It was the most sophisticated, the most majestic. It had the most advanced and well-trained military. It had the best technology of its time in its cities. It had an order and a system of governing that was proven to be the most effective. It had the promise of freedom and peace for all citizens of Rome. Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. It's a little scary to think about comparing the Roman Empire to the United States of America. Often we imagine ourselves as the underdog. I mean, we Americans love the underdog stories, as we should. It's written into the fabric of our history with our humble beginnings and all the underdogs who worked and suffered to get us to where we are today. But we mustn't kid ourselves, friends. Now, we are one of the wealthiest, most powerful nations in the world, even in these days. I like to imagine Christ on our side, but at the beginning of this text today, we might imagine Jesus opposite us. The USA looks a lot more like Pontius Pilate. Jesus is standing face to face with the powers of this world, military might, brute force. Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea, the ambassador of Rome. Pontius Pilate represents us, U.S. It's kind of a classic buildup that we've got going here at first glance. ESPN and Fox Sports have mastered the buildup of classic rivalries. Anybody watching all these games that are going on these days? Classic rivalries, Virginia Tech versus UVA. I love how ESPN and Fox News do those little build-up pieces before the game starts, you know, and the music's going. Sometimes I don't even know the schools and I'm fired up, ready to watch after that great intro piece. You can almost hear the music and the voices. Jesus versus Pilate today on Fox. Let's get ready to rumble. You know, like, well, that's the way it is in the world. There's two contenders and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. And that makes sense to us, doesn't it? And in retrospect, Every time we hear this story, Jesus' passion, we're rooting for Jesus. Come on, Jesus, get him. We're rooting for Jesus' might to make everything right. We're rooting for our idea of power to be expressed and made known in the one true God, dominating and even destroying all opposition. Yes, show them, Jesus. It's so easy to want what the disciples and frankly the Jewish people wanted. An underdog, but a powerful leader, eloquent and brilliant, like a star quarterback, to spearhead the underdogs from oppression to freedom. Freedom, of course, in the world's terms. That would make sense and just be awesome, right? But that's not what we get. On this Christ the King Sunday, that's not what we get. First of all, we get someone who we can't relate to. In the Gospel of John, we haven't read together much of the Gospel of John since I've been here at Bethlehem, but always in the Gospel of John, Jesus is ice cool. He is what he says he is, not of this world. In the Gospel of John, I don't know about you, but I like a Jesus that I can relate to. I like Mark's portrait of Jesus. There you find a guy who gets angry. He gets frustrated with the disciples. He gets scared at times. He still manages to overcome death and the grave. But not here in the Gospel of John. I mean, he overcomes death and the grave all right. But he does so totally unflinchingly. Jesus has always been portrayed as weak and racked with pain, humiliated during the Passion when you watch movies. Right? And when you, maybe in your own imagination, when we look at art, Jesus is suffering. Sometimes we try to recreate that on Good Friday. But in John's Gospel, you'll notice, if you look at it carefully, only in John's Gospel you'll notice that he never shows fear. He never cowers. He never sweats blood like in the other Gospels, praying that this cup might pass in the Garden of Gethsemane. He practically climbs up onto the cross himself in the Gospel of John. That's why we read the Gospel of John on those important days. In fact, what we see here is Pilate getting more and more upset at Jesus' lack of fear in the face of all the power that Rome represents. In those classic head-to-head battles that we can relate to so well, we know that both sides will have a healthy dose of fear in order to take on their opponent. But Jesus has no fear in the Gospel of John. He never did. He never will. Certainly, the most courageous leaders in history, in the history of this world, tell us that they had to overcome their fear in order to succeed. But Jesus never overcame fear because he never had it. Jesus is all God, in other words. In the Gospel of John, there's no question. Jesus is all divine. So it's hard for any of us to really relate to this kind of a Jesus. We kind of draw a blank. Maybe that'd be a good name for this Sunday, Drawing a Blank Sunday. Because it's bigger even than the word king. Christ the, you got nothing in the face of Christ's sovereignty. So we imagine other models, we draw from the other Gospels, we want so badly to relate to Jesus, we write hymns about what a friend we have in Jesus. One of my favorite hymns. We cling to those, we cling to these ideas of Jesus, of a Jesus that we can relate to. But that's not what we have before us today, friends in Christ. Today, we get a cosmic monarch, a sovereign. You can't be friends with a heavenly monarch, a heavenly king. No earthly underdog can. How is that good news? It's good news because what we get this day, on this New Year's Eve day of our church here, on this day of turning a page in our congregation, on this day of looking back on the past year and giving thanks and also looking forward into the next year, what we get today is the all-encompassing love of God for this world. What we get today is not simply another clash between a good guy versus a bad guy, to put it simply. What we get today is this cosmic embrace, this all-encompassing holding and love of God. In the Gospel of John, love just pours out of Jesus like an ever-flowing stream. It's inhuman, really. It is beyond this world, in other words. Jesus is love. There is no clash between Jesus' reign versus Pilate's reign. Jesus' reign covers the entire cosmos. It doesn't even make sense to set those two side by side. Jesus' reign covers this whole world. Pilate can't see it. He's too narrow-visioned. Jesus' love covers this whole cosmos. Just like light fills a whole room, it's everywhere. It's like that children's song. He really does hold the whole world in his hands. No one is conquered when they are conquered with love, the love of God. That's what we have today at the end of the year. The forgiveness of all our sins, the promise of eternal life, freedom from fear, confidence to walk in grace, led only by the voice of the one true shepherd king who guides our feet into the way of peace, who is our only true protection. How quickly we forget and seek other forms of comfort and protection, like Pilate and like the disciples and like the Jews and like we all do at times. But friends, Christ is our King. Not King in the way the world understands it, but King over the way the world understands it. Jesus' love pours out all over us today, all over this whole world, saturating us with joy, pouring over us comfort and security, flooding us with forgiveness, drenching us with eternal salvation. It's overwhelming, really. There's no contest. A classic duel between good guys and bad doesn't even make sense. It's all God, all love, all Jesus Christ. That's the cross around which we gather on this day and every Sunday. That's the cross around which we gather before a new year begins. In this cross, friends, is healing. In this cross is peace and love and life and joy. So happy New Year, and thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.